Follow me to the left through the grey door into our earth cellar, where you will find my parrot's historical sparkling wine production equipment on the red sandstone wall on the left. We start here with the so-called disgorging barrel. You can see the disgorging hook lying in the barrel. This disgorging hook is required to open the crown lid of the champagne bottle. And then, with a loud bang and in a fraction of a second, the yeast plug shuts out so that everything around is not spattered with yeast and sparkling wine. That is a function of the disgorging barrel in which everything is captured. And of course, the bottle has to be quickly brought back into vertical position and my thumb on it so that the sparkling wine doesn't spill. In a bottle of sparkling wine, up to 6 bars of pressure were created during the second fermentation. Your car tire has a pressure of around 2.1 to 2.3 bars only. So we have a small bomb in our hands, and here we have to keep reminding ourselves that one should be careful when handling the champagne bottle and also when storing in the summer heat, in the car, and so on. In the second step, when the sparkling wine bottle has been disgorged, the bottles are inserted into the rubber thumb that you can see on the device with the many handles. And here the first sparkling wine bottle is used as a filling sparkling wine. Because not only the yeast, but also a sip of sparkling wine squirted out with the yeast, it is refilled with the same sparkling wine. And it is on this machine that the taste of the sector is determined, because a fully fermented sparkling wine has 0 grams per liter of residual sugar after the second fermentation. But it is incomparably more difficult than with wines. We know dry, semi-dry, off-dry, sweet and sweeter wines. We have 7 different tastes of sparkling wine. Do you know them? They are Dosage Zero, Extra Brut, Brut, Extra Dry, Dry, Semi-Dry and Sweet. And now they will definitely say no, dry is the same as Brut. No. In translation, one would have to say Brut means tart. This means that for us Germans, it is also particularly complicated and difficult in this case, because we often come from drinking wine and therefore assume that dry is the driest. But a dry sparkling wine is much, much sweeter, sometimes has 24 to 36 grams of sugar and is therefore not comparable to a dry wine that has a maximum of 9 grams of residual sugar. If you want a sparkling wine that is equivalent to dry wine in residual sugar, then you must order an extra Brut or Brut sparkling wine. Because these sparkling wines have 0 to 6 grams of residual sugar or up to 12 grams of residual sugar, and that comes closest to the wine. The third machine you see here, this is a particularly historic machine that my parents bought at the flea market in Epernay in the Champagne region. And this device is a champagne cork machine. It was one of their first purchases along with the disgorging hook and barrel and the riddle rack. Because of course the champagne cork had to be put into the bottle at the end of the sparkling wine production. The champagne cork has to be compressed by 2/3 of its size and is then driven in with 4 or 5 firm taps with the pestle like a big John at the fair. And you guessed it, as a wine grower, you no longer need to go to the gym in the evenings. Because if you have corked 50 bottles with this machine, then you are sufficiently served with a gym. It was actually the first machine that was sorted out again and is only used here as a museum piece, because at over 120, 140 years, it is of course a fantastic piece to see how incredibly complex it was to taste the first bottles of sparkling wine. In the last step, you see a machine that my father built himself to attach the 4 braced champagne basket the so-called muselet to the champagne bottle. This secures the cork to the glass bottle so it cannot escape. And then the bottle is cleaned and labeled and is finished. A sparkling wine. A Cremant. Here you have a nice insight into our storage cellar for sparkling wine. Because a sparkling wine estate naturally requires a lot more space than a normal winery. Wilhelmshof make about half of their wines into sparkling wine and don't let them only mature on the yeast for 9 months as required by law, but for through 2, 3, 4, 5 years. The 2 or 3 years are the ones that bring the clear aromas of the wine to the sparkling wine. With 4 or 5 years, these are the privé cremants, and with 5 to 35 years, these are very special festive sects. Our patina sparkling wine with special aromas reminiscent of dried fruit, smoky notes, and are a special treat. Here you can see around 200 to 300 bottles of sparkling wine maturing on the yeast. They are closed with the crown lid. They usually lie in the box, but they can also stand in it. The bottles standing upside down have already been shaken off. The bottles lying on the ground have not yet been shaken. Now we are happy to turn around and follow the path back up to the warehouse, the premises of the winery. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask me or my colleagues here at the winery about the sparkling wine production and go on to the class door.